He's got enough, though, to make up for all deficiencies of that sort in other chaps," abruptly said the stranger, placing a nervous emphasis upon the word he. "Queequeg," said I, "let's go. This fellow has broken loose from somewhere. He's talking about something and somebody we don't know."
"Stop," cried the stranger. "You said true. You haven't seen Old Thunder yet, have you?"
"Who's Old Thunder?" said I, again riveted with the insane earnestness of his manner.
"Captain Ahab."
"What, the captain of our ship, the Pequod?"
"Aye, among some of us old sailor chaps he goes by that name. You haven't seen him yet, have ye?"
"No, we haven't. He's sick, they say, but is getting better, and will be all right again before long."
"All right again before long," laughed the stranger, with a solemnly derisive sort of laugh. "Look ye, when Captain Ahab is all right, then this left arm of mine will be all right, not before."
"What do you know about him?"
"What did they tell you about him? Say that."
"They didn't tell much of anything about him, only I've heard he's a good whale-hunter and a good captain to his crew."
"That's true. That's true. Yes, both true enough. But you must jump when he gives an order. Step and growl, growl and go. That's the word with Captain Ahab. But nothing about the thing that happened to him off Cape Horn long ago, when he lay like dead for 3 days and nights. Nothing about that deadly scrimmage with the Spaniard before the altar in Santa. Heard nothing about that, eh?